You are listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is John Smith, Vice President for Global Product Planning at General Motors. We want to get his thoughts today as his company officially enters Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. But the President of the United States believes that at the end of this process, which is hopefully expedited, that the company will emerge stronger, leaner, and better prepared for the future. And John, thanks so much for being with us.
Hey, thanks very much for having me, Greg.
This is a day that your company had hoped to avoid for a very long time. Now there's at least cautious optimism, although a whole lot of difficult decisions to be made here. What are your thoughts as your company goes through this process and begins this process?
Well, I would agree with you. It's nothing that it's not an outcome that I think anybody strives for, and that's certainly a bittersweet event for us. But by the same token, there's many good things that are in place in the company. First and foremost, you know, what's going on the product side. I think you can see a terrific CTS, you can see a terrific Malibu, you can see terrific Chevrolet Traverse, and we've got more things coming, you know, very very quickly this year. The Chevrolet Camaro, for example, and next year, you know, a very attractive Chevrolet Cruze compact vehicle, which will get us right back in the game with the Toyota Corolla. So we're really in a good place when it comes to product development, thanks to the work of Bob Lutz here over the last few years. In the last couple of years, we've been very busy, I think, substantially reducing the operating costs for our business, and with a lot of support, by the way, from the UAW dating back to 2005. But, you know, we're at a point now with when the economy fell away from us, the true fragility of our work, I think, was revealed, and this whole restructuring process has caused us to have to accelerate those cost reductions, and we now have in hand, you know, a plan that's going to lower our break-even point to as low as 10 million units in a market that typically wants to run anywhere from 15 to 16 to 17 million units. The one thing that we have not been able to get done, and which restructuring allows us to do, and that's deal with the accumulated damage to our balance sheet over the years as a result of very significant legacy costs. And we're carrying significant liabilities. The restructuring process allows us to basically divest ourselves of many of those liabilities and the related servicing costs. So, and there's no other tool like it. So with Chrysler having gone into this process with government support and getting out of it very quickly, which is going to be the same condition for us, as was clear from President Obama's remarks today, in 60 to 75 days we'll deal with this necessary deleveraging of our balance sheet, and we'll have just a terrific three-legged stool, I think, that will make for long-term sustainability for our company.
John, let's talk about a couple different things here in our remaining time. Number one, the fact that in the fancy word is taxpayers, but in reality the federal government contains a majority stakeholder share now of your company.
Right.
Well, how do you feel about that, and what do you see as some of the biggest frustrations that could potentially come along with that?
Well, to be honest, the work that we've done with the president's task force up to now has been devoid of frustrations. We've been working with some high quality, experienced, and successful people, and they've asked good questions. They've really caused us to inspect our own assumptions. And as the president made clear today, he's a reluctant shareholder on behalf of the American taxpayer, and he's not looking to be a long term holder of GM shares. We're going to be a significantly appropriately resized lean team. We're going to flatten out the operating structure of the company itself, including the executive structure. We're going to have a brand new board, basically. And I really don't expect that the federal government is going to involve itself the least little bit in the daily operations of the company. It's not what they want to do. In fact, if anything, I think when the earliest time the opportunity presents itself, they basically want to unwind their share position, which will probably take them a little bit of time at 60%. But I think their intent is, you know, to monetize and return, if you will, the investment back to the federal treasury.
We heard today about more plant closings and tens of thousands more job losses coming down the pike. When and where do you expect that to level off and hopefully start going in a positive direction again?
Everything that was announced today allows us to get down to this 10 million unit break-even point in a market that wants to run anywhere from 15 to 17 million units in more normal times, which we think, by the way, are closer in than many other people might envision. So you never can. I can't perfectly predict the future, but if we can get to an operating break-even level of 10 million units, the company is really going to be properly sized for the long haul.
And about 90 seconds left here with John Smith of General Motors. And John, from what you're saying before, obviously you're excited about your product lines. The boilerplate right now is that essentially your company is relying on Chevy and Cadillac to get things going in the right direction again. Is that an oversimplification, or is that pretty much the game plan?
Well, it is, to the tune that leaves out two really great and successful brands also in GMC and in Buick. I mean, Buick is I suspect, a surprise for many people, for many observers of this market. It's the number two brand in China, and already with the very successful Enclave crossover, Buick is beginning to change perceptions in this market. And in just a couple of months, when the U.S. market sees the very lovely Buick LaCrosse, you know, we're just going to take that a step further. GMC stands on its own 2 feet as a very unique premium truck and crossover business, and really all four brands are you know, we had eight, now we have four, and we have them, they're going to be properly supported by a right-sized dealer network, and all of our marketing investment, instead of being spread over eight brands, is going to be spread over four in their nameplates. The products that are coming through the pipeline are going to continue to be great products like the Malibu and the CTS, but they're going to be better supported with marketing and communications budgets. More people will know about them. More people will consider and shop them.
John, unfortunately, our time is up. I know it's a very busy day for you. Thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Absolutely. John Smith is Vice President for Global Product Planning at General Motors. This is Dateline Washington.